Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is February 24, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein here with Nikisala.
And Annie.
And Annie, our black cat. And most importantly, we have with us the extraordinary Caroline Padgett, who we'll be telling you more about in a second, but she is our guest presenter for February. And we're super excited to have her here. And someone typed in the chat room, thank you, excited to be here. Thank you, Elaine, for that enthusiasm. And let me tell you a little bit of what we're doing tonight. This is both for the live callers and those who will be coming in on the recording. So Caroline's presentation tonight is called Embody Higher States of Consciousness, Activate Sacred Geometry Codes in Your DNA. And I'll let her give you a little more info on that, but I wanted to give you some of her background. Caroline is a shamanic priestess, psychic and seer, energy medicine practitioner and teacher. She's a sound healer and channel, ceremonialist, medicine woman, and wisdom keeper. She is the founder, creatrix, and stewardess of the Temple of Earth and Sky. She spent 2 decades as an avid student and explorer of esoteric wisdom and healing consciousness studies, shamanic practices, yogic and Eastern philosophies, and divine feminine embodiment. Her mission and sole purpose is to be a midwife of evolutionary consciousness, holding space as you reclaim and remember your own divine sovereignty. Together, we birth a new collective reality on Earth, anchored in love, wisdom, and inclusive divine power. And her training of over 2 decades is just stunning. I'll just kind of bullet point it here. Massage therapy, structural integration, yoga teacher in the Kundalini and Hatha yoga traditions, 15 years of esoteric energy healing,
sound
and advanced
healing.
Practitioner and teacher. Yeah.
Sound healing with Tom Canyon.
Yep.
Those of you might know him.
Yeah. Shamanic soul retrieval, Reiki and polarity energy balancing. She's completed level 1 Hakomi, which is a somatic mindfulness-based psychotherapy training, a 2-year intensive clairvoyant psychic program, over 5 years an ongoing initiate and advanced apprenticeship in the Andean shamanic traditions of Peru and the path of the first shaman, mentorship in neuro-linguistic programming, many year study of nonviolent communication, mediumship training and certification at Omega Institute.
Oh, it's a mouthful.
We're almost done.
Holy cow.
Taoist stone medicine practitioner, priestess and ancient wisdom guide, and initiate and priestess of the Sisters of the Rose and the Magdalene Order.
And she rocks.
She's based in Asheville, North Carolina, works also remotely around the world, does all kinds of one-on-one retreats, workshops, international, national, also facilitates sacred circles and ceremonies. Her website is carolinepadgett.com, CarolinePadgett.com. So, wow, definitely a very distinguished guest. Our honor deeply to have you here, Caroline.
And I'd like to jump in just to,
sure,
to say that back in September, I was guided by our guides and Mary Magdalene specifically, as well as Isis, to attend the Golden Serpent Priestess online program that has run for almost 5 months now. And it really rocked my world in so many beautiful ways. And I'm so grateful, Caroline, for you to carve out some time out of your very busy and involved schedule to speak to all of our peeps here. And I also want everyone here at Awakening, our people here, to know how much support the Golden Serpent Priestess program and Caroline's program gave and lended in prayer while I was in and out of consciousness and in rehab. And it's because of all of the prayer support from you and from them, I am doing as well as I am today. Mm-hmm. And it is, and I didn't know up until just a few nights ago how involved all of this really was, because I didn't check the thread on Golden Serpent Priestess just until a few nights ago. Mm. See everything. Aww. Just a few nights ago. And I just, if you all really knew. So I'm just so grateful that you're here and taking time out with us, and just send so many blessings to you.
Well, thank you both. It's truly tears of honor and just gratitude. And I'm so grateful, Kizla, that you are as doing as well as you are in here with us. And Benjamin, I was looking through my iTunes and I found a reading from you in like 2002.
Wow.
Back in the day. Whoa. And I just smiled. It's been a full circle and feel really honored to have been asked. So thank you all for opening up your circle for me to join you and be a part. So thank you.
In fact, I was going through some old iTunes and I found a reading I got from you many years ago too. So.
That's awesome.
Cool. All right, so we are going to turn it over to you. Kisa and I are going to turn off our video so we don't become a visual distraction. And take it away.
Thank you,
Sam. All right. Okay. Now, can folks see me or am I a little... Oh, there we go. Is that good?
I think you look
great. I think you're good. Your video is awesome and you look great.
And the mic. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you all for... holding the space to come and allow me into this group. I really, like Benjamin said in that very long-winded bio, is my passion and my sole purpose is, you know, how do we all as a collective, as these points and grids of light, like at these acupuncture points along the planet, light up, and not just light up as our individual selves, but how do we connect and how do we get the web of light so strong that the web of darkness and the web of illusion that has been really kind of running the show for so long is weakened, and the web of light that we are all being by our hearts, by our minds, by our souls, and waking up and then joining in groups like this all across the world. How do we also join? And so it's always a passion of mine, and I feel so blessed to be invited into different groups to be able to join the points of light so we can truly be birthing the new earth together. So thank you for joining in. And I was sitting with the topic when Benjamin invited me in on what wanted to come through. I had all these ideas in my mind and things I've taught before or things I've been on other programs. And when I sat with the earth specifically, and I laid down on the ground and just really opened up the channels to Pachamama, Mother Gaia, as well as the celestial realms, you know, there was the holographic mirror of the sacred geometry and the celestial light in the cosmos, and then the light and the sacred geometry that's also within ourselves, and how those, when we combine, when we wake up within ourselves, within our DNA, that becomes a match. So it's a hologram of as above, so below. And so this whole process unfolded, and the earth really was speaking very clearly. It's really about the awakening within cells, within bones. So we are made of stars and we are made of earth. And so how to open up those, our light bodies, but not from a place of traveling out so much as traveling in, and have that embodiment piece really anchored in strongly. You know, it's been an old paradigm, and I spent years in an ashram and in my own yogic experience, which was foundational, and I'm so grateful for that experience in my early 20s. And so much of the processes and the kriyas were about, you know, shutting down the lower centers, ascending current. And I was always tapped into the celestial realm, and it left me feeling really ungrounded. So part of my own journey has been the search on how to stay awake, how to stay connected, how to be the celestial self within form and be able to, you know, balance the checkbook, be a part of community, create in a very grounded and practical way, as well as bringing in the higher frequencies as well. So the way that, I don't even like to say teach sometimes, but share, is in a guided experience. So I don't do a lot of talking. I think it's really important for us all to remember and remember within our bones and remember within our bodies. So in just a minute here, I'm going to open up the space. I'll take us through a quick grounding in of our bodies and the earth, and then we'll open up and I'll guide you through a process of connecting in. First, we'll connect to your star families. And so you have that reference point of what that celestial higher frequencies and through the portal of the soul, and then going back into the body and feeling like, what does it feel like to have that light turn on within your belly? Like truly feel like into your bones, in your kneecap, right? And when we do that in practice and we do that daily, even if we did it weekly, that starts to really turn the dial of our frequency, really turn the dial of our vibration, which then of course changes our experience in life. And so it's such an important and, like, as you can tell, like fiercely passionate about lighting up from within and in a grounded way. So, if anyone ever has any questions, you can put them in the chat box and I will answer them at the end. All right, loves. Do you want to get into a comfortable seated position? Quick important note. So you may hear me burp. You may hear me make weird sounds. There might be snapping. There might be coughing. And what I'm doing is working also with the group soul and looking at the group energy. And so I'll be expanding where I see needs to be expand and clearing where I need to be clearing. So you'll also be receiving a energy healing and clearing during it as well. Also, when we connect in, so the guides are already really active, and sometimes they come through silently and you'll feel them and you might feel presences. You might hear different angelic tones, and then I might use my physical voice to help anchor in certain guides and certain frequencies. They're coming in really strongly through the sound, through my voice. And so the way that my voice, you know, it's gonna range from, let's just say it's going to get a little bit wild. And so just know that it's part of the process, and yeah, have fun. You know, just really the only thing to do is simply breathe and relax, you know, especially even when we're trying to reach for something and reach for an experience, or even the expectation of experience can sometimes block us from relaxing and really being able to open up the channels to allow the currents to drop in. All right. So, dears, let's close the eyes. Tuning into the breath. Just saying hello with gentle awareness to the inhalations and the exhalations. Allowing the energy to rise up and down on the spine. With each inhalation, calling yourself to yourself, welcoming your spirit back from the day, from anticipation. On the exhalation, allowing yourself to relax. Relax into form. Relax into your body. Collecting yourself, to fully arrive, giving yourself the gift to be right here. And feeling where your body meets the earth, whether that's on a chair or the floor or a bed. And saying hello to Pachamama, Mother Gaia, underneath you, holding you, supporting you. Perhaps extending a hello or gratitude from your heart. This living, breathing, beautiful consciousness of the earth. Allowing the body and the earth to come into resonance. And coming back to the base of the spine, to the root center. Letting your awareness travel up the central column, up the Shoshumna. From the base all the way to the top of the head, to the crown center. Allowing the petals of the crown to unfurl with your intention and attention. So just keeping the awareness of the breath on, or your intention on the crown. So like the petals are unfurling or matched with your inhalations, exhalations. So the petals just open up a little bit more and then come back a little and open and come back. Just doing some energy clearing on the crown, some energetic dust bunnies. Letting some familial energies off the crown, some family belief systems that are ready to be upgraded. Some energy from technology. Then going a foot above the head to the soul light, to the eighth center, the eighth chakra. It's called the Ba in Egyptian alchemy. So traveling just a foot above the head, saying hello to your Ba, your soul light. Imagining a golden light shining, opening. And from the soul light, letting your awareness, letting your consciousness travel up into the heart of the divine, to the high celestial realms, to the heart of spirit. Where you sit is holy. Your breath, a gift. Your presence makes this moment sanctuary. Feeling the energy from spirit coming back down into your field, into your higher centers, the stream of light from the divine coming back in to the field, so watering your soul light a foot above your head. And then down into the crown, down into the brain, letting the right hemisphere, the left hemisphere, the brainstem, the frontal lobe. Just taking your time here, just allowing that light to bathe. Especially if we've been spiritually dehydrated or even physically dehydrated. It's like the brain can soak up that energy, especially down into the crevices, down in the corpus callosum. Soothing energy, healing energy. Then down from the brainstem, down into the spinal cord. In the throat region, into the heart, the thymus, down to the belly, the digestion. Down into your second center, your womb. Your prostate, testes, your whole reproductive system lighting up, being bathed with the celestial divine light. And down into the base of the spine. Moving back your awareness into the heart center. Just breathing the heart on the front and the back. No. Green tar is coming into this space, offering a surprise gift. Opening to receive. You might sense an energy, you might sense nothing. Just letting the breath relax. She's placing the gift in your field. It might go into your heart. You might feel it at your belly. This frequency, what is this gift that's here for you right now? So she's coming in to help adjust the field. So when the codes get activated, that there is an assimilation, help with assimilation already in place. Letting the field adjust. It's a powerful group. There's a lot of surprise guests coming in. So the Syrians have opened up the portal above us. So some Syrian energy is coming into the space. Into the soul light, the foot above the head, crown, hearing that many of you have deep connections, soul, star family connections. Allowing this rain of frequency from the Styrian star nation coming into space, remind you, star brothers, star sisters, we are one. We are one. We are one. Ooh, any separation, any, here we are, a gift to come to you. Not a gift as if you are below, a gift of equality, gift of ally. Allowing the light frequencies into the space around your body. They're dropping in some geometry codes. You might sense them, you might see them, you might feel. Bringing awareness to your third eye, the point between the eyebrows, your place of vision, intuition, sacred sight. Right at this point between the eyebrow, violet light comes in within the flower of life. So purple flame flower of life coming into the third eye. May we see full life. Feeling it start to activate. It's coming through even so much on the frontal bone, so deep within the bones, deep within that, the cells of the bones. Melchizedek's coming in with this one. All you have to do is rest awareness. There's no trying, no efforting, just rest awareness at the third eye. It's the flower of life down into the cells of the bones of the frontal lobe. With the purple violet flame assisting. Anchoring the vision of life, true life, your life. Sinking back into the brain, right into, deep into what's called Brahman's cave, deep inside the brain. This violet fire with the flower of life starts to spin. See if you can feel the spinning. The violet flower of life deep within your brain, Brahma's cave, activate now. Beautiful. Bring awareness to your whole spine. The vertebra, the spinal processes. Cartilage on the front of the spine, your whole spine, from the occiput all the way down to the base of the spine. If some tension or uncomfortability comes up, just breathe deep breaths. Deep breaths. Some light coming in now is from the great central sun. This golden light pouring in, going all the way within the spinal processes, within the vertebrae, your whole spine. Lighting up with this golden energy from the central sun. Angel Metatron coming into the space now, holding the space around you. Reflecting sacred geometries. So your spine, deep within your spine, within your bones, within the cells of your bones, start to resonate. So some of you might start to feel or sense, you might hear, however you sense the subtle realms, a certain geometry. For some of you, it's going to be Metatron's cube that's lighting up in the base of the spine, the sacrum area. For others, I'll stick with the flower of life. There's so many sacred geometries, some I don't know the names, but coming up, reflecting in the field around you, feeling into that golden light that's in the spine, that's in the cells, deep within the cells, and the DNA, as that starts to activate and enliven, what codes reveal, what codes start to wake up, wake up, wake up. Whew. Your soul signature. Whew. Your light code. Building the light quotient within the bones, within the cells. You might feel this subtly, you might feel it strongly or not at all, just breathing into that whole spine, relaxing, letting the energy activate. Beautiful. You can relax that intentions. The light will keep, codes will still be turning on. And bringing awareness to your full body, the front body, the back body. Allowing the light of your own soul, this brilliant, pure light coming in, lighting up your full body. So from the front body, the side body, the back body, your organs start to glow from the inside. And notice where in your body it feels easier to sense the light pouring through, coming in and also from within. So lighting up from the inside out. And where might be places of shadow. So if you feel or sense the right side of your body really strong, but you're left a little quiet, or perhaps in the shadows a little bit in the back, breathe, bring your awareness to that area or to your left hip. So they're pausing for a moment to let some of the calibration land a little bit more. So we're just holding the intention, allowing the light from within in the full body. Even your kneecaps and your toes. A message of relax. Relax, relax. Bring awareness to the cells in your whole body, in your belly, your hips, your legs, your feet, your hands, your arms, your torso. Back of the heart, the throat, neck, the ears, your whole body. So with awareness, the whole body, the cells, high frequency energies coming into star systems, opening up. Just a moment. We're going to activate, keeping your awareness on all the cells in your whole body. We're going to activate the whole body system light quotient, or the light body, upping the light quotient. This powerful energy comes in to assist in just a moment. They're doing some clearing around the edges of the field to be able to expand when the light body expands. Mother Mary comes in as a reminder, don't forget the heart. The depth of the heart, the deep light within the heart. So awareness on the heart and the full body. Allowing the cells of your body to become light. You might see the geometry is specific for your own bones and body and medicine at this time. Feel the lightness in your toes. Letting yourself just rest in the frequency, and the feeling of your body. And around your body. And tuning back in to where your body meets the earth and your crown reaching up to the cosmos. Guides surround you with a deep bow, bowing to your courage, your willingness to show up for yourself, for humanity, for this great turning and time of awakening. We salute you. Each one of you, warriors, saints, priestesses and priests in the path of remembering. Come here now. No small task. And be gentle with yourselves and with each other. And play. Remember to play. Giving thanks and gratitude for the illuminated ones assisting today. And breathing into the heart, in the front of the heart, in the back of the heart. Perhaps sighing on the exhale. Another inhale, full body. Ah. Inhale. And exhale. So those who need to keep their eyes closed and stay inward, please do. If you feel called, you can slowly open up the eyes, just barely letting in the light at first, soft gaze, letting your gaze take in the periphery. And perhaps just check out around the room you're in, how things might feel different, look different. Move your body around a little, shake your booty in your chair. So the invitation is to keep a finger, a pulse about the internal alchemy that's still occurring and will keep occurring. Being aware of dream space and being very, very gentle, drink lots of water. So what I heard, so this process is going to still be taking place for the next 48 hours. So be gentle in what you consume, physically, but also the news, all the stuff, all of the ways we consume, not just with our mouths. And so in practice, I'm going to open up here for any questions in a second. For practice, can come back to that sense, that place, especially if one of those activations was particularly alive for you, whether the third eye, I never quite remember exactly what goes on, but the rest of the activations of feeling into the body, feeling the cells down to the bones, remembering, lighting up with that sacred geometry, with that light. And then it spirals out into the into your field. Yeah, so thank you all. That was always a pleasant surprise of who's going to come in and help with the activations. And yeah, so thank you. And I'd love to hear if anyone wants to put in the chat anything that arose for them, or if there's any questions, anything of that nature. Benjamin, you have anything you want to say?
Oh yeah, that was amazing. I felt all of it happening that you were describing. It was just sweet and powerful and awesome and really so much more than I can ever use words for. Thank you. That was
Thank you. Thank you. So glad.
So Caroline, are you able to see the chat window there?
Oh, you're so welcome. So welcome. Thank you, Elaine and Marie and Eric. Great. I'm glad you could feel the shift. And it really is that simple. You know, it's like when we ask about like how we are waking up as a society and people and truly birthing the new earth. It's simple and profound, right? And the hard part is remembering. The hard part is feeling into and remembering too. I was so touched, like all the support that's coming in for this group soul. Y'all are doing beautiful work here, and the onslaught of help that's just, and not just help they're saying, but just recognizing, you know, brothers and sisters of the warriors of light and the choice to come on this planet right now. You know, that's not a that was not a small contract to sign up for. So there's so much gratitude and assistance. So just tuning back in, and you can listen to, thank you folks, is to listen back to the recording again. I would wait 3 or 4 days to let this first layer, and then or even up to 7, and then listen to it again, and then it'll reactivate, and you'll get different codes and different geometries. I was seeing in some, like the Metatron's cube, this one right here, was really activated in some to help like bring in more structure of light, while others, the flower of life, was really activated, and then also other geometries that I don't have the names for. So to re-listen and get curious to see like what's this next layer, I think would be really beneficial. So Elaine, my wealth codes are coming back, remember? Awesome. We are worthy. Mint talking, am I saying that? Energy is my helper. Awesome. Jennifer, thank you. You're so welcome. If you came in late, will codes still activate? Yes. So yeah, I mean, because also whether people are listening to the recording later or now, it's still going to be, you know, our perception of time is so limited. And you can also listen to the replay. Well, thank you. I feel really blessed to be here and to share. And oh, there you are, Benjamin McKeesela. Yay.
Video back on.
Awesome. We all got the beautiful flower of life behind you.
Yeah, rather appropriate considering what happened.
Yeah, totally. So, here's Kitten back here. I have to redo my altar like every morning. I come in and like things are all funny.
Wait, Rosie?
That's Rosie. That's new Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
And he's asking, where can we get this recording later? So the way this works, folks, is that the live call is open to anyone. The recording is open to members of Awakening Plus. So go to awakeningplus.com. That's the word awakening, plus.com. And there's full info on how to get involved in the membership, which has not only Caroline's, but well over 200 other archived events, which carry a really powerful energy. And so you all can learn more about that there. It's very affordable, like $19 a month. Or less if you pay annually. So
awesome.
It's available if you want to check that out.
Awesome. McKeesela, real quick. I saw for you, definitely be working the flower of life codes.
Yeah, thanks.
Especially in the whole spine and the processes where like the nerves come out of the spinal. What are those called? Spinal processes on the side of the spine, I think would be really helpful.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. All righty. If there's no more questions, and thank you again. And if you're interested in any more of the sound transmissions, I do. I took about 6 weeks off from doing morning Facebook Live meditations and transmissions, but it'll be starting back in March. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, Caroline Padgett. Their links are also on my website, carolinepadgett.com. And I also will be starting mid-April, I believe it is. Time is going so fast. A 13-week activation. We're going to be going through different centers and activating, working with the shadow aspects, as well as activating codes within each of the centers and embodying a full awakened process. So it's going to be a super juicy program, and more information will come about that later on in the spring. And yeah, just thank you all. Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you, McKeesela.
Thank you. And let me just mention that is spelled Caroline, P as in Paul, A, D as in dog, GETT.com for her website there. All dates referred to here are in 2020, but even if you listen to this years later, I'm sure she'll still be around and having awesome stuff. So just check her site.
Thank you. Thank you both. And so much love to everyone. And again, be gentle with self. So whether you felt like, ooh, big or subtle, things are still going to be working. So drink lots of water. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you
so much, Caroline. So grateful you're here.
All right. Y'all have a good evening.
Thanks. And not much more to add beyond that. You can learn more about this at awakeningplus.com if you're not already a member. And if whether you were a member or not, I'm glad you were able to be here for the event. And lots of juicy stuff there if you want to follow up and check out the membership board. Thanks again, Caroline. So grateful to have you here.
Oh, so grateful. Love you both.
Love you. Right, love you too. Bye.
Bye.